Hello?
Hi, are you speaking with Gabriel?
Yes.
Hi, Gabriel. My name is Jessica. I am calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Great.
Morning.
Would you prefer to take the survey in English or Spanish?
How long is this survey? I'm kind of busy right now.
I understand. Well, this won't take too much of your time. I'll be as quick as possible as well for me to save your time. Okay. Are you still with me, Gabriel?
In English, I prefer English.
Perfect. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes.
All right. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
Yeah, both.
Is that almost certain to vote? Probably vote? Chances are 50-50.
No, I'll vote if I'm still alive.
Yes, is that almost certain?
I vote by mail, so my ballot comes to my house. I fill it out and send it back. So there's a pretty good chance I'll vote.
Okay. And thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
Yeah, I vote.
Is that
I vote
always
on.
vote or?
Yeah, again, everything is sent by mail, so it's fairly easy.
Right. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, it all depends on which party you're in, it all depends if it's going bad. For me personally, it's going just fine. I'm having no problems. I receive
Right.
my check on time, so I get a bunch of benefits for being a senior citizen. So everything is pretty
Okay,
good.
great. Thank you. And now I am going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Okay? First, Kim Salas. Would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable Kim Salas?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Next, Donald Trump. Would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Donald Trump?
Well, I don't agree with his policies, no.
Is that no opinion or never heard of or?
No, I don't believe in his policies.
Okay. Next
You
is
can think
Letitia.
anything you want.
Okay. So next is Letitia Perez. Would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Letitia Perez?
I believe she's in my voting block and I voted for her in the past.
So is that favorable or unfavorable
Favorable,
for you?
yeah. I would say favorable.
Is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Next is Gavin Newsom. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Yeah, I think he's doing a good job. I would go with favorable.
Is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next is Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I would say favorable. She is a Democrat.
Very or somewhat? Is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat. She is a Democrat, so if the person's a Democrat, then I'm favorable because they tend to do more for ordinary people.
Okay. And would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as a county supervisor?
No, I have no idea what she's doing as far as policies and stuff like that because I don't get a newsletter or anything.
Next,
I have no idea.
That's okay. Overall, do you think County Supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
Well, it all depends. Information is the key. What this new person that wants her job is going to do for us. So, I'm not sure if I can give you that.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
I would have to vote Democrat because I favor their policies more than the Republicans.
And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates in your district were Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
I know Perez is a Democrat. What's the other guy? What's his affiliation?
I am afraid I am not.
Well, I would have to vote for the person that I know. And I don't know that other person, so I know Leticia, so I'll vote for her. Makes sense.
Leticia Perez, okay. How certain are you that you would vote for Leticia Perez, County Supervisor? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Well, it all depends on who she's running against and what are their policies. I tend to vote for policies that help me. So I don't know anything about these other candidates, but I do know Leticia, so I would have to vote for her because she's the only one I know.
Yes. Is that very certain of you to vote for Leticia? Somewhat certain.
Very certain, yeah.
Thank you. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. Jobs and the economy, climate change, crime, roads and traffic, homelessness, county taxes, housing cost, or other?
All the above.
Okay, if only one is the most important issue to you, which would you choose?
The most important, they all need attention. What's number one on my list? It would have to be taxes.
County taxes, thank you.
Since I pay taxes.
Okay. Now let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat
Who's
convincing.
Kim Salas?
I will read all of confirmations for you, okay?
All right.
Okay. So please, for each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reasons to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. First, Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
That's standard rhetoric. Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights work, and that trash are graffiti and graffiti are cleaned up. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing.
A little convincing.
Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community service to stop drug use before it starts. A very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Okay. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that the new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat.
Somewhat convincing. Thank you. And after hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
I would vote for the Democrat.
Okay. Well, if the election were held, was that Kim Salas or Leticia Perez?
Are they both Democrats?
I'm afraid I can't answer that question for you.
Well, then I can't answer the question.
All right, that's okay. If the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
I'll go with Perez because I don't know the other candidate, so I need more information.
Yes, thank you. Now, I am going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement, if accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for county supervisor. First, County Supervisor Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. Very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
I'm not serious doubt that she brought all this on, or I don't quite understand the question.
Okay. So again, for each one, please tell me whether that statement, if accurate, raises a very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for county supervisor. So first, as County Supervisor Perez Cascat funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the biggest homicide rate in all of California.
Leticia cut funding for armed for the police. Therefore, there's more crime in the streets.
Is that a very...
That's basically what you said, right? Or can you answer that? Hello? Hello?
Daniel Aguirre.
Can't take your call now.